Welcome to the Azure for Sports podcast, hosted by the Azure for Sports team at Microsoft.
Hello and welcome everyone to the latest edition of the Azure for Sports podcast. I'm Suzanne Tedrick. As always, I'm joined by my partner in crime, Mr. John Flynn. How's it going today, John?
Doing super good. How are you, Suzanne?
I'm doing good. I've got my coffee. I feel the caffeine. It's feeling good.
This is one of those great Monday morning podcast moments. I've got my coffee in hand. We have some amazing guests coming up. I am pumped.
Yes, I couldn't have said it better myself. We are excited to have Brandon Martin and Jalen Martin, the founder and CEO and co-founder and marketing coordinator of Reaction Technologies, who are doing phenomenal work in the sports field for player health and safety. And I want to start the conversation by welcoming Brandon and Jalen to the podcast. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us. This is our pleasure. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to get our message out.
Oh, the pleasure is sincerely ours. So why don't we talk a little bit about yourselves and Reaction Technologies? So first, the reason how we became aware of Reaction Technologies was because of your win earlier this year at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference. So congratulations on that. That is definitely not an easy feat.
Thank you. Yeah, we were surrounded by other great businesses and being in a room being in a room with other sports entrepreneurs and people in sports, we felt comfortable being there.
And you totally belong there and deserve the win. Congratulations again. Walk us through a little bit about yourselves and about Reaction.
I'm Brandon Martin. I am the founder and CEO of Reaction Technologies. I am from Austin, Texas, but I moved out to Ann Arbor, Michigan after getting accepted into a tech accelerator program about 2 years ago, right before the pandemic happened. My goal, I got into this from seeing a 13-year-old football player become paralyzed and seeing a kid become seriously injured through the game of football that I played and that I love, made us want to make a difference.
I'm Jalen Martin. Just a little bit about me, just being the youngest of three. I grew up loving sports, getting dragged around to everything. It's kind of like the love and passion about every sport, just the friendships, the lessons you learn. Drew me in from there, playing college football at University of Mary Harden Baylor. That was one of the highlights and great experiences of my playing career, being there for 5 years, winning two national championships, being part of that special program, and then finishing off my career as an All-American at my position. Just summed up my playing career. I knew at some point it was going to end, so I made my transition into the world of sports business, and so I got my degree in sport management and then my master's in sports admin. From there, just jumping on with Reaction Technology, you know, Brandon bringing the idea to me and the people around us, and kind of bringing us on board first, and just making sure that we understand the vision of where we want this to be, like setting the foundations of where we're at now. And so it's been a process. It's been a while, but it's keep going and it's still improved. So we're excited about the journey that we're on.
That's awesome, Jalen and Brandon. One of the things that always fascinates me, right, is that you have such a storied history of playing sport, and you guys were the top of your game when you were playing. That moment when you realize from a career and from a future perspective, I'm going to go from a player to now behind the scenes and using player health as a vehicle to drive a career or drive a future for you guys. And it's admirable, absolutely. But what did that moment look like when you guys all got together and went, you know what? We can either go get a job, or we can just start something here that we're super passionate about because we understand this and we see a need for it. What was that moment like when you said, you know what, we're doing this. We're going to start a company and this is our mission. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Our story is a little bit different. It took us a while to truly believe that we can do this, just to be as transparent as possible. I thought about this whole thing and I knew that I would need the people closest to me to believe in me and believe in our dream and our business. The surprising part about it is they did. I went to my family. I went to our other co-founder, Marcus Graham, and I told him, I think we have something that could really make the game of football safer at all levels. And so after those first 6 months went by, we literally tried to convince myself and convince them that we have something. We jumped in head first. We knew we had something, and we just had to figure out how to get it going.
And how scary was that moment, right? He's like, look, I believe in me, but who else does? Because look, I come up with a different business idea every 25 minutes. But how scary is that moment when you go, this is it, guys, we're going to do it?
It was a very scary, it was a very scary moment for us. But like I said, having our family, having our friends truly believe in us and believe that we can do this, without them, we wouldn't be at this point. I like to joke with Jalen and my other business partner is, if they would have said one no at the beginning in those first 6 months, we probably wouldn't be here right now. And for them to believe in us and to really have our back throughout this process has been tremendous.
It's like walking into a tunnel. You don't know what's on the other side. You don't know what's gonna happen throughout the journey. But like Brandon said, as long as you have people that believe with you on the way, it starts to clear up. You start to have a little more faith. And being first-time entrepreneurs, everything's gonna be new to you. Especially having a team around us was very big, from our co-founders to the support system that we have, the advisors that we have, everybody just teaming up and following this vision to make it what it is.
That's awesome, guys. And I love the story. So how did you settle on reaction technology, the spatially aware technology that you guys have come up with? That? How did you settle on this is the thing, this is what we're going to do, this is what's going to make the difference?
That came about from after we seen the story about the kid becoming injured. We thought about, what do you do every single day in practice from youth football to NFL? They have those tackling dummies. And so why not have an accessory that wraps around the tackling dummy? And what it does is when the player is running in to hit the tackling dummy, it flashes a number. And so we felt like if we could give the coaches a tool to be able to help teach proper tackling technique, this could help tremendously.
Yeah. So like you said, like what you do every day in practice, they're doing it 4 or 5 times a week, every day in practice, is tackling drill. How do you go about it in a safe manner? Doing different things in practice now with like different drills and having protocol of not wearing pads during this amount of days and things like that. But you still have to practice tackling, whatever it is. And having that display that wraps around the tackling dummy, the accessory that wraps around tackling, the face of it is a screen, it's an LED screen that flashes numbers as the player comes up to tackle it. The coach comes in, changes the number, and the player makes that tackle with his head up. If he can't tell you that number right then and there, we know his head's down and he can't see that number. And with having your head down, you know, improper tackling technique, it increases your chances of concussions, head, neck, spinal injuries, and things like that. And from the story that we've seen, that's exactly what we're trying to prevent. And so that's where that idea, that's the moment that clicked to us, is like, where can we help the most critical part of the tackle? Like, how can we be effective in that space?
Amazing. Being able to quickly identify that need that's universal for not just football, but for so many other sports teams and leagues. That's incredibly insightful. And it shows that you care so much about the health and safety of the folks that are out there, and how much that original triggering story resonates with the both of you and everybody on the reaction team. So I guess what was because I'm the techie person thinking a little bit more about the display, what kind of went into the thought process about the underlying technology, or what a prototype might look like for, I think it's called the heads up display, is that correct?
Yes. So at the beginning, it started out on paper and pencil, paper and pad. We drew it up. From there, we drew it up. Then we created just a fake mock-up prototype. And then we had to try to get an actual working prototype. From there, we hired a product design company out of Austin, Texas, to build out our first prototype. From there, we beat it up a little bit, banged it around, and then we actually sat down and made 10 of them ourselves. We had to learn how to solder. We had to learn, burned our fingertips a whole bunch of times, things like that. But from there, we got our first 10. And then we started to go out to talk to coaches that actually coached us coming up, asking them if we can use them to get feedback from them, asking them if we can use them to use their players to test our prototype. Opened us with welcome arms, and we started testing it. We've been on the ground testing it for the last 2-3 years, it feels like, and we're getting very close to having a manufacturable ready product.
How sudden was that impact? And I love the story. And to your point, Jalen, right? I mean, having your athletes, as a coach, having your athletes tackle correctly, that is everything. And it's one of the most difficult things. We speak to a lot of teams, a lot of professional coaches on things that seem easy but are difficult. And the right way to tackle is one of them, right? As you guys know through your playing career. So how easy was it for the coaches, once you, they agreed to put their heads up display on their players, how easy was it for them to see the value in your technology?
Yeah, I think it was very valuable. It's more than safety, but safety is very important to us, to be able to see what you hit. But from a player standpoint, especially for me, in my experience playing football, I had a really good coach, Larry Harmon, whereas we're all about the fundamentals. And our product can help with the safety aspect of having your heads up, being able to see, but also as well as improving your ability, your performance. If you can't see what you hit, you're missing a lot of tackles. There's a lot of people getting loose. There's a lot of people. It can affect the wins and losses of your performance. And so it's safety first, but it's also performance too. And so the coaches take to that very two things that they focus on throughout the week, throughout practices and things like that. And they also want you to perform well as well.
Over the last couple of years too, with the rule changes, our product is really going to help at the youth high school levels of football, where you're really learning at the very beginning of these player stages. But over the last couple of years at the higher levels of football, they have started to make rule changes to try to take these type of hits out of the game. We see our product being used at the NFL and at the college football level for safety reasons, but also for wins and losses. Like Jalen said, if you come in to make a tackle with the crown of your helmet, you are ejected from the game now. And so this could be the difference between the wins and loss at the higher levels of football. And so we see our products being used even at the higher levels.
Yes, spot on. I agree with that completely. And I think it raises a great point, right? If you're not looking at the bigger picture, you're missing things. And outside of the health and safety, that's also a win and loss decider right there. Did you see all available plays coming at or to make at you, right? And to your point, you guys are working in basketball as well, where having the bigger picture of the court is massive. Talk to us a little bit how you shifted and included basketball in from coming up through football. How did that story add on to it?
Pretty quickly, we realized through like customer discovery that our product is a situational awareness tool. And that being said, you can use it in multiple different avenues, multiple different sports. And so especially basketball specifically, having your head up in basketball is so key. As a ball handler, as a point guard, anybody that has that ball in their hand, to be able to see what the defense is doing, being able to perform your dribble moves while you're able to see the court. If a double team is coming from your left side, you have to recognize that so you can work to the open space. You get the little kids with, when they first start off with basketball, they dribble with their head down. That's the biggest issue with little kids. So for sure, youth basketball is going to be big. Just building their spatial awareness, being able to perform their dribbling as well as to see the court, to help their performance, to help them improve, increase their situational awareness, and overall just make them a better player. And so that's how we got into the basketball space.
Yeah, Layla said, through customer discovery, we realized we're more than just a safety product. This could be a tool to help enhance athletes' abilities in multiple. We see it, like Jalen said, being used in basketball. We see it being used in soccer, rugby, lacrosse, boxing. It's pretty universal that you need to have your head up and command of the game situation. And like I said, our goal is to help make the game of football safer, but also enhance athletes' abilities in multiple.
Jalen, you bring up a good point, and there was something I'm curious about during your discovery period. Like, you were talking to coaches, but wondering like how much feedback you got from the players, because while health and safety are very important, performance is just as. And I think sometimes in the development of tools that are cool and they're nifty, the execution leaves a little bit to be desired. So going off on a tangent here, I used to work in a digital manufacturing lab that used Microsoft HoloLenses to be able to carry out, you know, certain functions, which is cool. But if I don't know if you're going to wear the HoloLens 8 hours a day, like, to be quite honest. So just curious, what was that feedback like from players as you were prototyping, and how did you, I guess, adjust the technology based off their feedback?
It was new to us because we're not basketball coaches. I played basketball throughout high school, but as far as like getting into the hands of trainers and getting the feedback, we're working with a good person out of Austin called Sean Hardeman. He's a good trainer out there. And so we got it. So he was the first person to ever use it. And so we gave it to him as a basketball product, but we still had our football prototype there, so we started off early. But just letting him have it, letting him see what he can do with it, things like that, fixing like the different straps, making sure the players can be able to see it. It's not like moving around while it's on them. Just a lot of different things as we started seeing and using them more in basketball. We could make those little adjustments to get more readable manufactured product. And giving it to those trainers' hands is really big for us, to get their feedback to see how we can improve as a product.
And also too, some of these players give us great feedback too. We realized quickly that our football product couldn't be our basketball product. And so from one of the feedbacks we got from the players was trying to make this a wearable product. And so getting feedback like that helped us go from just a straight football product to a football product and a wearable product that could be used in multiple sports. A lot of these players, they give us great advice as we're testing it, as we're getting feedback from the trainers and different things like that.
Brandon, you actually bring up a curious point for me, because I think, again, sometimes people go into thinking about sports technology and it's cookie cutter. If you're using it here, you can use it there and there's no nuances. What did you discover when you found out that the prototype that you needed for basketball needed to be inherently different from the one for football?
We had to start hitting the ground running. We had to start thinking of different ways we can possibly make this into a wearable product. We realized quickly, like making it like a vest, making it where one size fits all is going to be a big thing for us too. We don't want to interrupt practice or interrupt anything like that. And it just took us a while to figure out the way we're going to do it. But once we did, we realized making it a wearable was going to be the best way to go about it in some of these other sports.
And just compared to the football product that we have, it's bigger because it's going to take more impact. You got bigger people with bigger like equipment on our heads, helmets, shoulder pads, and things like that. And so the football product is a little bit more bulky, so it can withstand that impact. As far as the basketball, it's more agile, it's more sleeker, a lot smaller, so it's not like shaking, or people don't feel uncomfortable wearing it. And that's one thing that we found out too, that when you wear it a lot, like you're getting that workout too. So it's more than the situational training, it's conditioning, it's a lot of different aspects working together.
So with that, wearables, we hear a lot about wearables in sports and athlete management, player management thing, right? You have the bands and the sensors and all these kind of things on there. From having a wearable, and we're talking about the basketball aspect of this, what do you see as some of the, maybe this is, don't give away your secrets, but what do you see as some of the future iterations of what's possible? Now you've gone from a tackle dummy, a wraparound piece of equipment to now something that's on the actual player themselves, right? And obviously the player generates tons of data with every movement that they make, every decision that they make, and you can correlate that back. What do you see for the art of the possible in future iterations of your reaction technology stuff?
The future of our product is in the analytics, being able to get real live feedback as the drill is going on, as the tackle is going on, being able to collect the data, how many times the kid had their head up or down throughout a day, throughout a week, throughout a month. At the youth levels, a lot of these parents come and drop their kids off. They don't necessarily know what's going on in practice. And so we've seen being able to have an app where we could collect that data and a parent can log in and see how many times the kid had their head up or down throughout that practice, throughout the week, throughout the month. And so we can be able to go and talk to that coach and be able to try to make the changes through the data. We really feel like that is the future of our products. And we learned that, we really realized that at MIT, at the Sports Analytics Conference. Analytics is the future of sports. And so we see ourselves in going into the analytics.
That's fantastic. And what a rich ground for data. Sports and data are just, they're completely perfect bed partners with each other. So if you wouldn't mind, I mean, look, Suzanne and I had the pleasure of being at the MIT Sports Conference this year. And it was amazing to be back in person again with all these wonderfully minded people in sports and analytics and so many fantastic conversations. I joked with Suzanne, like by the end of day two, I think I'd used every word I had possible. I had no words left to talk. I'm done, I'm finished. I have to go back to the hotel room. But what was that experience? I mean, I know that you went through a radical change, Brandon, when you talk about, yeah, you're from Austin, Texas. You delivered it with it. You developed this with your family. All of a sudden, you're in a combinator into an accelerator. You're out into Michigan now, right? So you had to buy yourself a couple of sweaters and some thick socks to move from Austin, Texas up to Michigan. Now you're sitting in the MIT Sloan Conference, right? Along with some very good peer organization or very peer technologies that are up there for the awards as well. What did that experience look like? That to me is fascinating. And kudos again for getting that, man. I mean, excellent work.
We really appreciate that. First, we are a fan of sports. And so being in a room where Sue Bird is walking by and Calvin Johnson is walking by and people like that, is just for us, it was a tremendous opportunity. As far as the pitch and the competition part, We were extremely nervous just to be as transparent as possible with you. That was our first time, our first experience doing anything like that. But once we got there, we got to pitch to do the trade show the first couple of days. It really got us comfortable. It really got us comfortable before the pitch. And we just wanted to really just speak with passion and let people know that we truly care about what we're doing. We are former players. And to see the game of football being questioned over the safety of the players truly made us want to make a difference. And as Jalen said earlier, we are first-time entrepreneurs, and we're learning as we go. We're learning as we go, but that was a tremendous opportunity for us.
Awesome, and congratulations again, right? And I love that learning as you go, because quite frankly, that's what we do as well. Every step forward is a learning lesson, right? And hopefully those lessons are all positive, but they're not, right? Sometimes we make a misstep here or there, and you learn from that, but you keep that momentum going forward, and you guys have got it. I have one real burning question here. I love it. I saw your social media post, and I thought it was one of the most fantastic I've seen from any entrepreneur, first time or not first time. It's your five reasons why. And I'd like to be a little bit selfish here, right? I'd like to give you guys, can you explain, to bring your social media post to life here to the listeners of this? Because I just think it's magical, right? So why don't you give us your version live of five reasons why?
Yeah, it's like our core, like it's like our mission statement of these five reasons mean what they mean to us, and they're going to drive us to what we eventually want to be. So just like a quick rundown of what those are: it's safety, it's rule changes, the wins and losses, situational awareness, and the future. And so we can dive into each one of those specifically. So like we've been saying, safety is the number one thing for us. Having the players be safe in football, having those parents still let people play football, let their kids play football. But being former athletes, lovers of the game, you learn a lot of life lessons. Like, I don't think I would learn if I wasn't playing sport. So there's a lot of things that just come with the safety of it. Just keeping your players safe is the biggest thing for us. And so in the second, like Brandon said, and he can probably elaborate better, more clearly than I can, for the rule changes. Like, that was our biggest, or our second reason why, is just because now, it's like right now.
Yes. Oh, like I said, over the last couple of years with the rule changes, three out of the last four national championship games, the tide has turned once a player has been ejected for making a tackle with the crown of their helmet. Seeing that and seeing it happen at every level of football, the rules are starting to change. They want to make the game safer, and we feel like we have a tool that can help make the game safer.
And just to add on a little bit more of that too, is the game itself, it's naturally like trying to make it's safe for athletes, whether that's through helmet technology, shoulder pads, different things like that. And we just came to the consensus, all that stuff is happening after impact, after that situation has already occurred, which is great. No one's taking the step to come in front of it and being the leader of how can we change this before it ever happens. And so that's where our thought and our process come in, and like how we can be effective in the space that we're in. Moving on from that, the wins and losses, like Brandon said, like it can be the difference of you winning the game and you losing the game. If you getting ejected and then you having your second string or third string that doesn't have as many reps as the first string does in practice, so he's not that familiar. And that's at the bigger levels or at any level, it could be the difference. And the opposing team may see that. They could see that and take advantage of it. So that's the wins and losses aspect of that, just to keep your best players on the field. And then moving on to that is kind of where we transition into the other sports that we have, the situational awareness idea and aspect of our prototype or our product. Just being able to give players a tool to put in, increase their performance, building the situational awareness, building the spatial awareness, being able to see what's going on around them, making them more an efficient player. So that was our reason for putting that at four. And then for five is the future athletes. Like Brandon said, the game of football is being questioned. There's the numbers in youth football has dropped tremendously. That's because they're seeing what's happening at the higher levels above that with the safety concern. And if that trend keeps happening, the sport is gonna dwindle. I don't think it's gonna die, but it is gonna dwindle. And just giving the parents and then the guardians of these players reassurance that there is something that's being put into action to make the game safer for their kids. And so those are our five reasons why. Those are what's going to drive us to be what we want to be and be where we're at right now.
If I could add to the last five reasons, I once had an advisor tell me one of the reasons why your product will be used at the higher levels is to show, is for the 12-year-old, the 10-year-old kid that's parent is not going to let their kid play football. We see an umbrella effect on this. By showing it being used at the higher levels, showing it making a difference at the higher levels, they will use it at the lower levels. And we want to, like I said, our product can be used at every level of football.
That's awesome. And thank you for sharing that, man. The passion just drips on every single one of those points, and I love it. And I think it's all wrapped up in your product makes it's accessible to everybody as well. There is no learning curve, right? You don't have to have a degree in XYZ in order to get use out of a spatially aware where it's a bit readily apparent and right there. And I think the point number five that you guys make, and Susanna, I'll pass it over to you, but I mean, that I'm a proud girl dad, but the families that have sons in our friend circle, they are legitimately concerned about this because they don't want their sons sustaining head, neck, or spine injuries. And these kids are 10, 11, 12 years old. So to your point, Brandon, if there is a device that's 100% accessible at every level from top down where you can see and you can teach and you can coach to prevent that, Jalen, to get your point, get ahead, be proactive versus reactive to a situation that could result in an injury, I think you are then capturing the hearts and minds of the families that are putting their kids either into the sport or steering them away from it because of health and safety concerns. So I think I love what you guys are doing, and I think it has applicability far and wide, and I'm super excited to follow on your successes there. So again, thank you for sharing those five reasons and indulgences. I just think they were fantastic.
They certainly are. And Brandon, to your point, there is something to be said for parents who are making these decisions about what activities their children are going to be involved in. Seeing it work at the major professional level speaks volumes for everybody else, because of course it's to the points that John was making, it's a concern. Like, you want your kids to be safe. You don't want them to have injuries, concussions, and what have you. You want to make sure that your child is always going to be safe first and foremost, and that they're going to have the tools to be successful. So I can totally see that applicability being relevant here. I guess to wrap up, it sounds like things since the Sloan Conference have been going phenomenal, and we couldn't be happier. What's next for Reaction? What's next for you both? What do you have in store for the next year and beyond?
Yes, this is very exciting time for us. We are getting ready to go to the Texas High School Coaches Convention in July. We are former players of the Texas high school system, and so being able to go back home and see former coaches and some of the former businesses that we met and partnered with throughout the years is always a great experience for us. We are in a process of looking for schools in Texas and Michigan to test our prototypes with throughout this fall. We would like to start our beta testing. And then in the next couple months too, we're looking to partner with a university to try to get a study done on the product. We want to get some quantifiable evidence to show that it really does make a difference.
Yeah, just kind of just going on, just like the future of us and like our progress. Every year, we like for the past 5 years, we went to this coaches convention. So it's like a milestone of each year. Like, this is how far we've come. And so this year, we're really excited to go back just to show people that we are still, that we still have this passion that's driving us to make the game of football safer, first and foremost, and then as well as performance for these younger athletes. And it just, I guess for me and Brandon personally, just keeping this idea of growing and learning every day as we are first-time entrepreneurs, still taking on information every day. We're never too old to learn something new and just learn as well. And so that's what we're looking forward to, probably personally, both of us. And then business-wise, you know, getting to a point where we're at a manufacturing-related products. So the day that we can have our products like on the shelf is going to be like a surreal moment. But having that thought still in the back of our heads, of we still have a lot of ways, a lot of things to still do to get to that. And we're still going to continue to push, still going to continue to develop.
That's fantastic. And if I'm not mistaken, Brandon, are you attending the upcoming Black Sports Business Symposium as well?
Yes, we are. We are very excited about that. This is the first year of it. And to be around other entrepreneurs that look like us, it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere and a tremendous opportunity. We're excited about that too.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, the Microsoft team will also be out there, so we have to make sure that you definitely connect, because we definitely want to see this great story keep going. Could not be more thrilled for you both for the success that you have, and I know that you're going to continue to do amazing things.
Thank you. We really appreciate y'all for giving us this opportunity too. And like we've been saying, our goal is to help make the game of football safer at all levels while enhancing athletes' ability in other sports. And like Jalen said earlier, we have a lot of hard work, a lot of hard work in front of us, but we're excited, and this is an exciting time for us.
Awesome. But thank you, guys. There is a lot of hard work, and you've done a lot of hard work. You've proven you're not scared of that. You've proven you're very successful at it. So I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing for the game, and I love what you're doing because of the game. I think you're coming at it from the perfect angle here. And we'll be watching you closely, and we will stay very close with you guys as the journey goes forward. And again, thank you very much for making the time and coming on our podcast. We're truly humbled and blessed by that. So thank you so much. And more continued success for the road ahead, guys. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Arthur. Thank you.
And so with that, we'll bring our episode to a close. But thank you so much for taking the time to listen. As always, we welcome any of your feedback regarding this episode as well as for future ones. But until next time, please take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.